Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Management strategies when it comes to perennial forages should always start with a good plan. Nebraska Extension Beef Systems educator Brad Schick says that plan is going to be dependent upon where you farm in the state and the amount of work you plan to put into growing. He says there are options for seed and forget or enhancing your forages.
So, you know, it all starts with our goals, right? So we want to know what the end point is. That determines when we plant, what we plant, how we graze, what we graze, class of livestock. When we talk about annuals, we want to know that perfect planting date. When we want to know perennials, we want to know that perfect grazing time. If it's thinking about water, you know, this year if you're dry land, it's not real great. If you have irrigation, if you're limited, that changes how we do stuff. It can change our goals, but if we have a plan in place, we can better adapt to those changes. So, you know, if we're talking about an annual system and what we're planting, whether that's a fall grazing, we want to do oats or turnips, maybe we're talking about a spring grazing where we want to plant rye after silage or something like that, we want to know what the quality of that is. So if we're really high energy, high protein, we may want to put our yearlings or calves we weaned out on that. Whereas if we have a dry cow, we don't need the highest quality. Now later in the trimester, we may want that to increase that body condition score. So it's all about meeting the needs of our animal with the resources we have. You know, there's inputs to basically nothing to really enhancing it. Some people fertilize them to try to get more, if there may be more of a cattle-centric mentality. If it's kind of an afterthought, it might just be we're just going to plant it out there. It's going to farm those nutrients the nitrogen that it can find, scavenge, and we're going to get a bonus from grazing our animals out there. So there's a lot of things to consider, but you know, taking soil tests is a good idea too. We maybe can build some carbon or build some other nutrients that we want after years of grazing as well, depending on what your goals are. And you have to do it according to how it works for your system, soil type, rainfall, and how you farm or have cattle. You know, we go from 14 inches in the Chatterton area down to, you know, plus 30 in the southeast part of the state. So that's makes a big difference. Soil type makes a big difference. And just growing season, you know, first freeze dates, last freeze dates, those all make a difference on what we can plant, what we can utilize, and really what survives. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration when we think about, you know, west to east. So perennial, you know, you're gonna have a lot of commitment to that, because it's perennial meaning, you know, basically forever, right? So we're gonna have a long-term pasture or something like that. You know, there's a lot of cost inputs right up front. You know, it's gonna cost a lot to if we wanna convert cropland, for example. Where if we're still utilizing crops and we're wanting to plant some annuals, after say silage or soybeans, something like that, you know, the cost is gonna be lower. You're not gonna be able to get as much of the grazing off of that, obviously, and so that's a different system. There's just different costs with that. Yeah. We need to plan with our goals in mind. Come up with a plan, a goal, and work off that. And if we have a good plan in place, we can deviate from that, because inevitably, things aren't gonna go perfectly. So we have plenty of information on our websites, beef.unl.edu and the Crop Watch as well. A lot of NEB guides, extension circulars that can get you a good place to get started too if you don't know where to start.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.